Bava Basra, Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin, 9-7. We've mentioned a number of times already of this Takanas Chachamim, this rabbinic enactment that the Shchiv Meira, a person on his deathbed, has a special right, ability to transfer assets in his estate simply through Dibor, through speech, as opposed to doing a formal kinyan. And the idea is to prevent him from being excessively agitated, which might bring on his death sooner. We're going to see in this Mishnah that, in fact, it's a machlokas tanaim, a three-way machlokas, if there is such a takana, and if so, how it works. So we'll have, well, it looks like four opinions. In truth, the Mishnah is going to have three opinions. The first opinion will be no such thing. There's no such rabbinic enactment that gives special rights for verbal declarations, even from a deathbed. No, you have to do the normal formal kinyan in all events. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. That's number one. The number two is the Chacham who are disagreeing with Rabbi Eliezer and say, no, there is such a takana, and it works exactly as we know it to work. That's the halachic, you know, norm, as we've explained before. Then we'll have a third opinion, which is a different set of Chachamim, and these Chachamim say it applies, but it only applies on Shabbos, when you can't do formal kinyanim, from dint of a derabanan. And then there'll be a what looks like a fourth opinion to Rabbi Yehoshua, but he's really just arguing with that opinion, and actually Rabbi Yeshua sides with the second opinion, meaning the halachic opinion, prevailing halachic opinion, which is that yes, the Shechiv Meira can do a verbal declaration in all events, whether you're talking about Shabbos or otherwise. Okay, so that's the basic core of our Mishnah. Here it says inside, HaMechalek Nechasav Al Piv, one who attempts to transfer his assets verbally, even from his deathbed. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says it doesn't work. Echad bari ve'echad musukan. It doesn't matter whether a person is healthy or if he is in risk of losing his life. Nachas m'sheyesh lem achrayas niknem b'kesef b'shtar uv'chazaka. When it comes to real assets like property, so they have to be transferred in the normal kinyanim ways, which you know to be kesef, transferring money, shtar, a deed of ownership, a sale or gift, and chazaka, someone doing some proprietary act on the property, like building a fence or something. V'sheyen len achrayas, other kinds of assets which don't have achrayas, meaning they're metaltlin, they're not real assets, they're movable objects, chattels. So, ein niknen ela b'mashicha, you have to physically take possession of them. Mashicha is one example of taking possession, where you take it into like an alleyway or to your own property. And there are others, of course, not mentioned in the Mishnah. We know, first of all, first and foremost, there's the hagbah, lifting it up, straight up off the ground, you know. Then you have a second, or I guess called a third way, which is called mesira, handing over like the reins of an animal. And there are other ways as well, such as a kinyan chatzer, one's property acquiring on his behalf, and the kinyan sudar, the sort of symbolic barter, if you will, where someone picks up a handkerchief to transfer ownership, actually works for both metaltlin and karka, for all kinds of assets. But the Mishnah discuss any of that, because that's not the topic of our discussion. The point is, Rabbi Eliezer says you need to use the normal modes of kinyan. Amru lo, the rabbis took him to task. They said, no, maisa be'iman shel bnei rochel. Don't forget the story. They said where this actually came to a bezin and the bezin paskin, not like you, but like us, that a woman could make such a declaration from her deathbed and was binding. There was a fellow named Rochel. Rochel died. He left a widow. The widow had assets, and she had sons and a daughter. And it seems she wanted to give one of her most prized possessions to her daughter instead of her sons. So on her deathbed, Shahai Sechola, she was sick, Va'amra, and she said, Tanu Kvenasi Leviti Vihi Bishne Masar Mana. So she said from her deathbed, I want my Kvena, according to the Bartanur, this would be like a veil, according to the Rashbam, we're talking about some kind of brooch, according to Tosfos, it's like more like a diadem, like a kind of like a crown, a tiara. Whatever it is, she had this prized possession worth 1,200 dinar, a lot of money. And the Mesa, and she died, Vikimu Estivarea, and the Bezin upheld her words. So you see, say the Chacham back to Eliezer, you have a precedent where they took a woman's verbal declaration to be binding and they gave it to the daughter over the sons. Amr Lahen, Rabbi Eliezer says, you can't bring a proof from there. B'nei Rochel tik barem iman. This is an idiom. I mean, something like their mother should have buried them in their lifetime, those boys. Meaning the B'nei Rochel, the sons of Rochel, those boys, her sons, were no good nicks, who didn't deserve anything. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, the court found not in their favor because they somehow deserved it, right? They deserved it one way or the other, and therefore that was an exception rather than the rule. These were bad guys, and therefore the court acted in a way that wouldn't normally be the case. Now, Here's the third shita. The Chacham who say, B'Shabbos Devarav Kayamin, B'Pnei She'en Yachol Lichtov. This shita, the Chacham say, this rule is limited. The rule of the Shchibera, using Dibor to transfer speech alone, has limited application to on Shabbos. Since on Shabbos you can't do like a formal, you can't write contracts and stuff like that. You can't do Kinyanim in general. So therefore the Dibor will work. But on the weekday when you could do formal Kinyanim and the like, then that's how the only way you can and should do it. Avalo b'chol, so therefore he can't work on the weekday. Rabbi Yehoshua, he disagrees with them, but really, we'll see, he's really the same as the second opinion, meaning he holds that Shchimra can transfer by Dibur, but he just says, regarding this point of Shabbos and not Chol, b'Shabbos amro v'chol v'chorm b'chol. He says, listen, yes, it's true they said it on Shabbos, but then all the more so it applies on Chol, because why? On Shabbos, you're not supposed to do a kinyanim, and yet here we're letting a kinyan work with just dibur. So all the more so when kinyanim are allowed to happen during the week, for sure dibur should work. That is Rabbi Yoshua's contention. But he basically holds in general that it works across the board. Now, says the Mishnah after that, Kiyotzibo, there's a similar kind of discussion that happened, and something that's sort of unrelated, regarding the topic of Zechia. Zechia is from the notion of Zachin Adam Shlo Bafanav. To be Zoche means to have right in something. So Zachin Adam Shlo Bafanav means to give a person rights to benefit him even though he's not present. And Zechia refers to the ability for a person to transfer ownership to a third party, even though that third party is not present and didn't authorize him, the guy doing the transfer of rights or ownership, to that third party, as long as it's a benefit to him. So if Reuven's walking the street, he comes across a knickknack that he thinks his friend Shimon would love, so he can pick up the knickknack now and say, this belongs to Shimon, and it actually will become Shimon through Zechia. So that's the halachic norm, and that's the halacha. And in fact, in Maseches Kedushin, it makes it sound that that works on a Doraisa level. Here in our Mishnah here, it sounds to be working on a rabbinic level only, but as a takana, but I don't want to get into that right now. We'll just save that for other discussions, how to solve that. Be that as it may, over here, so the discussion between the Chacham and Rabbi Yeshua, where he said, if back by the Shchimra, I said, if it works on Shabbos when it should normally work, and for sure it should work on a whole, the same kind of thing happens with Zechia, because Kiyotzebo Zachin Lakatan, say the Chachamim, you can use Zechia, you can transfer something that you pick up to become the property of a minor, because a minor can't do it himself, if a person is a minor, so then they have no ability to effect kinyanim, so a minor can't acquire things by themselves, midoraisa. Vein zachin legadol, but you can't do it for a person who is bar mitzvah, or bas mitzvah, because those person could do the kinyan themselves. We need the zechia, this magical zechia thing to work for them. Rabbi Yeshua says, what are you talking about? Lekatan amru v'kol v'chomer legadol. They said it for a minor, because a minor needs to have a way to acquire things they wanted, but all the more so a person who's not a minor, because if the minor can acquire through Zechia, though they can't acquire them through their own hands, so for sure a person who's a legal adult who could acquire from their own hands, for sure they should be able to acquire through Zechia. That's Rabbi Yeshua's contention. And again, the halacha is that we say that a Shchimera does transfer through Dibur alone, that's a Takanas Derabbanan, and a person can acquire through Zechia, through a third party, even without being authorized, etc., and that Lechora is a din, actually, Doraisa.